Merry Christmas, everybody. It's like saying the Lord be with you. Everyone knows how to respond. It's great. We come on this very holy day. There's something about midnight mass, too, for those of us who aren't used to being up this late. And yet there's an energy, there's a power. And you're saying, but we're sitting here, Father, so you better keep the energy coming. But we come and we recognize Almighty God has chosen to enter into our humanity. It's an absolutely crazy idea that God would become one of us. That God would take on our humanity. It's absolutely nuts. Why would he do this? There's only one reason. Can only ever be one reason. He is so head over heels in love with you and with me. And he agonized over the fact that our sin had separated us from him. And so he has said, I will do everything to draw them back to my heart. Do you realize the power that this means? The power that we have over God? That he cannot help but gaze upon us. He cannot help but love us. He can't turn his eyes away from you or from me. He is so fixated with us. It's not like he's some sort of stalker either. He loves us. Not for himself, but for us. For us. Many of us have nativity scenes that we have put up in our houses, the creches. Maybe they're passed down from our parents. Maybe they were gifts, or maybe we went out and got some for ourselves. My mother made me a few years ago a beautiful nativity set that she knit. It's very colorful and very nice. I think it's rather unique. And I've seen her knit these for so many other people, but none of them are quite like the one she made for me. It's one of these very special things. And we have it up in the dining room over at the rectory, which is a wonderful thing, that every time we walk in, there we see the mystery of God's love. That he would abase himself so much that he would become a baby. That he would not be born into royalty but into, well, a barn. I don't know about you, if you've never been in a barn, they don't smell so good. There's a lot of stuff you have to be careful about as you're walking around. Just saying. And he was then laid in a place where the animals eat. And God said, if you think that's not enough, I'll do even more to abase myself, to show you how much I love you, to show you how far I am willing to go to draw you to myself, to my heart. Do we cry out to our Lord, trusting in his love? One of my friends works in a hospital, and she tells me about how there's this doctor there that when they can't get things to work right when they're in surgery, he says to everyone there, okay, we got to pray to baby Jesus that this can work out. Guess how many times it's not worked out? Baby Jesus always comes through. Now, this is a very secular environment. And yet, this doctor has the courage to be able to say that we're going to pray right now that this surgery will work. And it does. Do we have that trust? Do we have that love? We have this great opportunity here in the church, in our own homes, to come and to kneel before baby Jesus. To come and to kneel before He who made Himself small, who made Himself nothing for us. We come for one reason.
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
This adoration where we come to worship, to love. That's what He's longing for. That's why He came down from heaven, because He's longing for your love and for mine. Not for the love of the whole world, but for your love and mine. Every time we are indifferent to Him, every time there is a person that rejects Him, that hates Him, that reviles Him, every time there is a person that somehow rejects Him in their heart, His heart is torn open. And every time that you or I or anyone else reaches out in love, that goes beyond ourselves and say, as we say, I am going to give beyond myself. I'm going to give of myself. I'm going to love. Every time one of us does that, every time one of us reaches out to the heart of Jesus, His heart is consoled. Today we say happy birthday to Jesus. It's 2014. It looks pretty good. Today we say happy birthday to Jesus. He wants for His birthday our love, our adoration, our worship. And so let us come to the manger today and let us sing,
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.